Great talk with a laugh. The Big Show on 3BA 102.3.
Friday morning, let's get the entertainment report update from Celebrity Lane, Jaden Forster. Good morning to you, Jaden.
Good morning, PT.
How's it feel to be out of lockdown?
Oh, it feels pretty good, actually, I must admit. But to be honest with you, I haven't really done a lot since we've come out of lockdown. But it's nice to not have those restrictions in place anymore. Touch wood.
It's become a little bit habitual, can we say, where lockdown is concerned. We've gotten so used to it that when it lifts, we go, oh, no, I'm a bit scared to go and do that.
That's right. It's all a bit strange, isn't it?
Still can't go and visit family and friends, though. Just remember that and make sure you've got a mask with you at all times. Jaden, sad news we heard yesterday of Dusty Hill, the bass player with ZZ Top, passing away.
Yes, indeed. And it sort of really came out of the blue, to be honest. Of course, ZZ Top, the band of those three blokes famous for wearing their suit jackets or their smoking jackets, their dark shades, and playing with those famous spinning guitars, of course, made up by Billy Gibbons, Frank Beard and Dusty Hill, of course, the latter who passed away yesterday, obviously now no longer together. Very sort of innocent and innocuous circumstances, it must be said, that he actually passed away. He hurt his hip about a week or so ago and took some time out from the band. He was resting up at home and then all of a sudden yesterday he just passed away in his sleep at the age of 72. So very sudden, very much of a shock to everybody, and lots of tributes naturally flowing in yesterday. So unfortunately today we take our hat off to the great man Dusty Hill.
Yeah, we certainly do. What a great musician, a legend of the music industry, a legend of the Olympics, only because he came from behind after everyone fell over. Stephen Bradbury, a biopic has been delayed on that particular Olympic gold medalist.
It has, yes. So in October last year, I actually shared with you about sort of the latest detail on this one, that the movie was being made, the script was all pretty much done and dusted, and casting was pretty much all complete as well, and cameras were set to start rolling up in Queensland in May. But on radio on Tuesday, I broke the news that that's actually now all been put on hold, and I've been told that that's mostly due to COVID, but it's been suggested to me that there may be some other issues at play there, but there hasn't been any clear time frame given on when cameras might start rolling on that particular movie, which is a shame because I think it's one of those real iconic stories that really needs to be told on the big screen. So hopefully things start moving on that one sooner rather than later.
You sure it's not because it might be the shortest biopic of all time? I mean, you know, is there really that much backstory to Bradbury coming from behind?
Well, I'm told that it centres on that particular event at the Winter Olympics, but there is quite a lot of detail around surrounding his life and his parents and his relationship with his parents and everything like that. So I'm sure they'll find plenty of content to fill out the time that's required for that movie. It's, I guess, now just a matter of when it's going to be made and getting it all off the ground and moving again.
Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Let's wrap up this morning with some new developments in the Britney Spears conservatorship case.
Yeah, this one just sort of keeps rolling on and on. This week there's been a few developments. One of her former managers, so not the big-time manager that resigned a couple of weeks ago, but one who looked after her for about a year or so in the late 2000s, has leaked some voicemail messages where Britney can be heard saying that she wants out from that conservatorship, and that was some time ago. And then, of course, we've seen court documents released too from earlier in the week where her mother, Lynn, has come out more or less backing Britney, saying that she has a fear and a hatred to her father due to the, quote, abusive conservatorship, which, if you believe everything that Britney has said in court, not a big surprise. But I guess the biggest thing to come from this week is that her lawyer has now formally filed to remove her father as her conservator and replace him with a certified accountant who they want to look after her finances going forward. So there's a lot going on, no outcome yet. There won't be an outcome for some time, but this is the first step in that process to get things rolling anyway.
Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. The Big Show Entertainment reports, my friend, enjoy coming out of lockdown. Just do it nice and easy though, and we'll catch up with you next Friday.
You too. Have a good one. 3B.